It's sorely lacking, and I think it always has been, men mentoring men. But I think it's even more crucially lacking today, especially when it comes to fathers and sons. I think men are failing to mentor their sons successfully in order for them to grow into healthy young men. I'm just as much at fault as anyone, maybe more so. When I say mentoring, I mean more than doing what's right and wrong, but that's a large part of it. I mean, we need to teach how to do things in order to get by in everyday life, how to live day by day. That's what's lacking. Take, for example, a few years back. I asked my son to caulk the windows of a small, older sailboat we had recently purchased. He was squeezing a bead of silicone in the proper place, but was using a little more than necessary and failing to smush it down, spread it with his finger. I made the stupid statement, "Hasn't anyone ever shown you how to caulk?" Of course not. His daddy never showed him before. My fault. I was working with my tools the other day, doing the easiest of tasks, and thought about my boys. Other than building Cub Scout Pinewood Derby cars in the garage, I've never taken time to show them the easiest of things in and around my shop. My fault. Putting on new wiper blades, for instance, or changing blades on a lawnmower, fixing a flat tire, making a bed, sorting and starting a clothes washer and dryer. My fault, my fault, my fault. These are things that could easily be taught to daughters, too, but that's a story for another day. Spending time with our sons is a starter, but most importantly, we must spend the right kind of time with them. Clarence Buddington Kellen, the American writer, once said, "My father didn't tell me how to live. He lived and let me watch him do it." It's as easy as that. But besides sons, we need to spend time with other men. Quality time. Iron sharpens iron, or as the King James Version says in Proverbs, "Iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend." It's okay to admit we don't know everything and to learn it from other men, from our friends. Sometimes we berate ourselves for what we don't know. We shouldn't. We should learn much of what we need to know about being men from the models we have in other men. It's what we're meant to do. No man ever reaches adulthood having learned everything from his father that he will need to know about masculinity. For a man to be our model or mentor, we should choose someone we admire, then get to know him well. In a world that's sorely in need of strong men, confident in their pursuit of what is right and good, we men should pursue the human tradition of one man learning from another, while holding each other accountable for doing what's right and good. While this old world becomes more shallow, depthless, and fast-paced, men mentoring men should become more of a necessity. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.